Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. For those who wanted a zombie apocalypse, your wish has come true. A bunch of mindless zombies wrecking cities.
Oh, man.
I mean...
crowding in line.
You can't make this stuff up, right?
It is an apocalypse.
Yeah. So, yeah, congratulations.
There you got are. It.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Well, welcome to our outfit.
The only difference between this and a video game is you can't shoot the zombies.
Well, I was going to say, how do you kill a zombie?
Well, well,
shoot him in the head.
That's what I hear. Here's your zombie apocalypse, but it's illegal. All right.
Yeah, you will go to jail.
Yeah, right. All right. These are some real groaners.
Groaners. Oh, well, okay.
Well, you know, you got to have a groaner every once in a while. A chicken crossing the road is poultry in motion.
Yes, it is.
Oh, come on, man.
That it is.
Come on, man. I thought I saw an eye doctor on an Alaskan island, but it turned out to be an optical illusion.
Oh, dear.
I know.
You weren't lying.
I know. They're
you were not telling the story.
Terrible, terrible groaners.
And illusion.
Optical illusion.
It's an illusion. Illusion's a horse.
Right, and illusion. Yeah, right. An optical and illusion.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm with you.
That'd be a nightmare.
Yeah, right. She was only a whiskey maker, but he loved her still.
Loved her still.
Loved her still.
Yeah, and she had freckles on her butt.
I loved her anyway. A rubber band pistol was confiscated from algebra class.
No.
Because it was a weapon of math disruption.
Okay, I'll go along with that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Math disruption.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
The butcher backed into the meat grinder
and
got a little behind in his work. I've used that one for years, yeah. How's it going? It's a good thing I'm not a butcher.
Butcher.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
No matter how much you push the envelope, it's still stationary.
It is stationary. You can't change that.
It's still stationary.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. A dog gave birth to puppies near the road.
Yeah?
And was cited for littering.
Now, that's a good one.
I like that one. How many?
How many?
Yeah. Right, yeah. A grenade thrown into a kitchen in France would result in linoleum blown apart.
Oh, dear. Oh, now we're back.
Oh, that's terrible.
Linoleum right.
blown apart. Yeah.
Okay.
Two silkworms had a race.
Uh-huh.
They ended up in a tie.
Okay, I'll go along with that.
Well, the product of their race ended up in a tie.
I got it.
All right.
The worms didn't.
The worms didn't end up in a tie. Come on, man.
Come on, let's get this right.
Yeah, right. Like it matters.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. A backward poet writes in verse.
In verse. You knew that one.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I write in verse all the time. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes upside down.
Converse.
Right. You know this one.
Uh-huh.
When cannibals ate a missionary, they got a taste of religion.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. That they did.
Yeah. And when they ate a clown?
It tastes funny.
Does that taste funny to you?
It tastes funny. Yeah.
I know, we're not supposed to laugh at these.
I know.
All right, so let's finish with this one.
Okay.
Don't join dangerous cults.
Okay.
Practice safe sects. Had to enunciate there.
Sick.
Got a great show coming at us. Allegretto Espinosa.
Yay!
Yeah, Don Edwards, Jill Jones. Let's start with Dan Roberts.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Have you ever seen those gals in New York City? Well, they fix up mighty glamorous, kind of tall and lean, dressed up in the latest styles from Paris. They're the kind that grace the cover of those fashion magazines. And way out west in Southern California, I've seen them wearing just enough to keep them catching cold. But in the Lone Star State, the ladies sure look great. No matter what their figure, if they're young or old, they'll be wearing Wranglers, Ropers, and a big white Resistol. Oh, I swear it beats all I have ever seen. Them Wranglers, Ropers, and a big white Resistol, a walking revelation of a cowboy's dream. Chicago. They bundle up from head to toe in full-length furs, and the Southern Belles down south in Alabama, they wrap a little lace around a pretty face with a string of pearls. Seems like everywhere you go across this country, fashions change as quick as women change their minds. But back home on the range, three things never change. Deep in the heart of Texas, you will always find them wearing Wranglers, Ropers, and a big white Resistol. Oh, I swear it beats all I have ever seen. Them Wranglers, Ropers, and a big white Resistol, a walking revelation of a cowboy's dream. A walking revelation of a cowboy's dream.
Oh, yeah, there you are. Wranglers, Ropers, and Resistols. Yeah, betcha. Good stuff from Dan Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Rainbow Show.
Yeah.
Sure glad you're riding along with us this week.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you can doesn't mean you should, right?
Well, yeah, that's... Yeah. Where your mouth writes checks.
That your body can't cash.
Can't cash, yeah.
That's still happening to me.
Well, it's getting worse.
It's getting worse now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, my brain still thinks I'm 20.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, my body knows better.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and reminds me.
And will tell you, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, it'll tattle on you every time.
And just because you can rope something... doesn't mean you should.
You should, right? Yeah, yeah. Right. It's like the pickup men.
Yeah.
In a rodeo.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 3,000-pound bull.
Right.
Okay, 1,700-pound horse.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice, good, big
horse.
Oh,
yeah. Stout, yeah.
Now what are you going to do?
Okay, yep, there you go. Hold him till the next guy ropes him, too. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then they both are going to drag him out of the arena.
It's like John Wayne in Haitari and trying to catch that rhino, you know.
Right, right. And once again, just because you can... doesn't mean you should.
Exactly. And then the question is...
Now what?
Now.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
Are you going to get your rope back?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the rodeo arena, they got catch pens.
Yeah. Right.
You'll get your rope back.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But Goldie Birch's pigs?
You'll lose your rope every time.
speak from experience here. And
they will burn the snot with a grass rope.
Boy,
howdy. Burn the snot out of your hands.
And they smell.
They smell forever.
Like a pig for the rest
of its natural life. Yes.
Right. Time to graduate a rope.
And well, or until Dad gets a hold of it and cuts it up in little pieces. Because you got yourself in trouble.
Well, I mean, there is that, too. Yeah. Did I ever tell you about how I saved all those people?
Yeah.
In the Glen Rock City Park?
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, anyway.
Yes, you did. And it was not Hogzilla.
It was. It was an amazing feat. It really was.
Oh.
But just because you wrote something doesn't mean you should.
It doesn't mean you should.
Can. Yeah.
Well, right. Yeah.
So I have a good friend. He's passed away now, so we can talk about this.
Oh, okay.
But,
all right.
Trey Allen actually roped a bear.
Oh, he did.
He did. Yep. That was when he was working in South Park, Colorado.
Why?
Yeah.
Because he can.
Because he could.
Yeah.
Because there it was.
There he is.
Right?
Yeah.
But it went. I don't know exactly how it happened, but he ended up with a front foot, only a front foot. So he'd have to jerk this old bear off his feet. This bear kept coming after him.
Yeah. Come up the rope to you. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think he finally just pitched his coils. The old bear gnawed at the rope for a while till he got it off his front foot. And then, yeah, do not try this at home. This is not only dangerous, but illegal.
Okay, how about a badger?
Rope a badger. Well, you know, if you want to feel what it's like to rope a bear, start with a badger.
Start with a badger.
Yeah, and what happens with the badger is just on a little lesser scale than what might happen with a bear.
Well, you know, I heard this dad tell the story.
Yeah.
You cannot pull a badger out of his hole
once
with a rope.
Yeah.
With a saddle horse.
I believe that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I roped a badger.
And?
And he wasn't in his hole, so obviously it was pretty easy to drag him out. So I gave him enough time to start digging a hole.
Nice.
He crawled up into the willow and he started growling and scratching and growling and scratching. I pulled him right back out.
Did you get your rope back?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'll continue later.
Okay, let's do that. Let's ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, Jill Jones is going to sing to us.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.